That was Laura Branigan's Solitaire. And ladies and gentlemen, we have two special guests for you today. Kevin and Cameron from Community Television are here to promote their treasure hunt. Am I correct in saying that? Their treasure hunt. And I don't have any information on that. I was just told that we were going to interview them. But that's why they're here, to explain what you can do to help the treasure hunt, how you can donate, and what the treasure hunt is all about. So Kevin, Cameron, take it away.
Sure. Well, first I should mention that it's not actually our treasure hunt. It is your treasure hunt, wherever you live, whatever neighborhood you live in the city of Knoxville. Community Television has been serving Knoxville for 45 years, which is a long, long time, but not nearly as long as Falcon Radio has been on the air, approaching 70 years.
It's been a while.
Yeah, but like Falcon Radio, we like to give voice to our community, and CTV is committed to giving voice to community residents, nonprofit organizations, and local government, including neighbors and neighborhood organizations. And in the past couple of years, as we've been working with neighborhood groups, we've discovered that the two most significant challenges that they faced is, first, getting neighbors to become engaged in what the neighborhood is doing.
Okay.
And second, raising money to be able to fund the kinds of projects that they would like to do to improve their neighborhoods.
Okay.
So we have come up with a initiative that we call the Knoxville Neighborhood Treasure Hunt, an online auction that accomplishes both. It promotes engagement and provides an easy way for neighbors to raise money for their neighborhood projects. Basically, it's a collaboration between CTV and participating neighborhoods that are registered with the City of Knoxville Office of Neighborhoods.
Mm-hmm.
And if we want to look at the kinds of things that neighbors can become involved with, it's very simple. They need to look in their attic, in their basement, in their storage rooms, look for things that they don't particularly care to keep anymore, new items that they maybe never used or gently used items. They simply go to our website, which is ctvknox, like Knox County, .org/hunt, and they fill out a simple little form that says, I have this recliner that I'd like to donate. And when I do that, I would like for all of the proceeds from the sale of that item that's going to be hosted up on a website, an auction website by CTV, I want all the proceeds from the sale of that item to go to this particular neighborhood, which more likely than not is going to be the neighborhood that they live in.
Okay.
And 100% of all the money that's raised during the auction goes back to that neighborhood, and that neighborhood organization can use it for whatever they want. If it's picnic tables, if it's a tent, if it's a
playground,
if it's park benches, if it's food for an event or something like that, it's up to them. It's unrestricted. And Cameron, who's my associate, is going to tell you a little bit more about the mechanics beyond filling out that form. What happens next?
Okay.
So once a neighbor finds out that they want to donate something, they fill out the form and we take care of the back end of it and make sure. Now that donation period is actually starting now. So if neighbors do have those items available, they can go ahead and start donating now. Bidding will actually begin in April. And what that bidding means, it's kind of like a friendly competition between the neighborhoods. You want to raise as much money as you can for things like you said, like a playground,
right,
for instance, or anything like that. So once that bidding begins, whatever, obviously the highest dollar is, that's who gets the item.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the items that we had last year, I can actually mention, were various gift cards from different restaurants, such as Waffle House, Dunkin' Donuts, Aubrey's was a big hit last year with us. Shoney's. We also had a Schwinn bike that was donated. This is a antique bike, so it looked old, but it was very much rich in value.
Mm-hmm.
We had some unusual items, such as a bicycle seat for a dog. So people, you know, people love their animals and stuff.
Could be anything.
Inversion table. So, I mean, there's all types of ways that people can get involved. The easiest way is to just simply be engaged and go to the website, ctvknox, as in Knox County, .org/hunt, and just scroll through that website. If you have any questions at all, we're able to answer any of those. Our phone numbers are on there. And another easy way that people can participate, even you guys can participate in this, is simply recording your voice. We have like a script, or you can write your own script if you feel like you have a creative way to tell your neighborhood, and we'll record your voice and we'll actually air that on our channel, social media, who knows, maybe, you know, Falcon Radio
there
from time to time.
Okay.
So If you don't like, if you're camera shy, we'll take your voice. So right. any, just a way to really engage the community.
And there are people, believe it or not, in the neighborhoods across the city who say, well, you know, I'd really love to support that. I really love my neighborhood, but I don't have anything that I really want to part with. Tommy and Rain both may not really physically have a lot of things that they want to part with, but I'll bet you that they spend money in various places in this city.
Right.
And wherever you do spend money, the things that you buy, you are a loyal patron. And if it happens to be a business that's in your neighborhood and you can approach them and say, hey, this neighborhood treasure hunt's going on. This is a great way to promote your business. Would you consider donating something that you're going to put on clearance or you're trying to reduce for sale or something new, whatever it is, or would you consider giving us a gift card that we can put in the auction? What we have found is that those items actually bring the highest dollar amount. Just think about it. If you typically go to a certain restaurant and spend $30 or $40 and you're able to get a gift certificate for whatever you decide to bid on, how high would you go to bid on it? If you go there anyway, you'd probably bid $20 and feel like you're getting a value because right. you're going there anyway. Or if you are particularly committed to the neighborhood, you may just bid the full amount, and we found that happening a lot. Some people have actually exceeded the amount. So I do want to give a particular shout-out to Chris. Have you ever heard of Primetime Hot Dog?
I've heard of that, yes.
Yes. He is in the First Tennessee Horizon building and does New York-style hot dogs. And he's usually there like at 7 o'clock in the morning until 7 o'clock at night. And do you know what radio station he listens to and plays for all of his customers?
Is it 91.1?
It is.
Really?
There's another Absolutely. Listener.
So he knows. He yeah. knows what's up, the classics.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. We're trying to keep a tally of all our listeners, so the list is getting bigger every day.
Yeah, so add one. But add one. But no, you have a lot of loyal listeners out there, and we're really proud to be able to have Falcon Radio behind our community calendar, which is a very popular feature at community television, and we get lots and lots of comments. So you got a wide reach.
Thank you. We always make jokes about that, but Russell Mays has told us that we do have a lot of listeners that have been listening before we've done this show, and they just like to listen to the classics. But even when we have guys like you on, I mean, it's promoting the community. We had our softball coach on yesterday trying to promote Fulton High School, but also, I mean, just around the community. I think this is awesome. How long has this been? How long has this been going on? Is this I was curious about that as you were talking.
This is the second year.
Okay.
But it's not uncharted territory for community television, because about 7 or 8 years ago, for about 5 or 6 consecutive years, we were doing something similar called the Holiday Gift Auction.
Okay.
And at that particular point in time, it was the staff at CTV that was responsible for going out and procuring all of the items that were put on. But it was such a hit when we stopped doing it for years after, people were saying, are you going to do it? Are you going to do it? We find this to be even better because we're not raising money for community television. We're raising money for the neighborhoods.
Yeah.
Exactly. And some of the other unusual kinds of things that you might find in our auction. There's a Buddy Rider dog bicycle seat.
Sweet.
Do you know what an inversion table is?
Cameron mentioned it, but I shook my head. I didn't know what it was. I didn't want to sound uneducated or anything.
Well, I didn't know either, and I was really scared when we first got that. But apparently it's a table that you strap yourself in and you turn yourself upside down,
it helps you. It like stretches you out and stuff. Right?
Exactly, yeah, exactly. Yeah. So athletes probably have that.
Okay, gotcha. Inversion table. There we go.
But a big giant granite slab that can be used for a countertop. There was a new Singer sewing machine. We get a lot of collectible kinds of things, whether it's action figures or stuffed bears, that kind of thing. Bird cages, a lot of pet accessories, home accessories, a lot of art, original art, framed art prints, and so on. There's no shortage. But like I said, don't overlook the local merchants, because a lot of merchants are looking for opportunities to promote their business, and there's no better way than to show that that they support their local neighborhood.
I agree, and we were talking with Mr. Mays before we went on the air, and it's basically, I mean, stuff that you would donate to Goodwill. It's saying, just put it in the treasure hunt, put it in the auction, and it's donating to Goodwill is great, but also, I mean, you're helping directly to the neighborhood that you live in or the community that you want to support, and I think that's a great way to raise money and really make your neighborhood, I mean, get benches, like you said, playgrounds, just anything catering for an event that you want to do, but just really bringing everybody together and that sense of community. I think that that's a great way to do it.
I wanted to mention one more thing about emphasizing the simplicity of this. We've given the website, which is ctvknox.org/hunt. And so a neighbor, all they have to do is go to that site. It's very obvious when you get there, the form that you would fill out, and it takes you about a minute to do that. That then comes to community television. What we do is we then call a person, a leader in your neighborhood, and it's their task to reach out to you to come to your home, take a picture of that item, get a description of that item, provide that information to us, but that item remains in your home until we have our live event, which I'm going to let Cameron talk about in just a moment as well, which is on May the 1st. And that's when the auction will end, live on the air. And then at that point, it becomes that neighborhood leader's responsibility to get in touch with the winners and to coordinate collecting the cash and making the delivery or pickup, right, so on. So it's not as though a neighborhood has to find some big shed to store all the stuff in, or that we have to come back and pick it up and so on. It stays where it is, and May 1st is just around the corner.
Right. It's coming up, I mean, we're already in March.
Mm-hmm. It's just basically like a month and a half kind of around there, yep, a little bit
yeah
more.
Yeah, mm-hmm, for sure. And guys, I actually ask you a question. How many neighborhoods do you guys think are in Knox County or in Knoxville, period?
Oh, man.
15, 20, 30, somewhere around there.
50 to 60, I don't know.
Over 100.
Okay, that makes sense. 120.
So that just shows you the amount of reach that we can get from things like this to help various neighborhoods. And I'd like to share some results from last year with you guys before I get into the live event. It was our first time doing it last year, so pretty modest results for us. We had over 40 neighbors donate over 150 treasures, or what we like to call treasures, which are the items that were donated.
Right.
There were nine different neighborhood organizations represented. This year, we kind of want to reach a goal of closer to 30, because like I said, there is over 100 neighborhoods, so it should be fairly easy to get to that point. There are actually, while I was talking about the voiceovers that you guys can do, there are actually 22 neighbors that help participate in that. So some of those neighbors you might not know of. I know one of them was police chief. Some was just like various local officials and pretty prominent people in the city.
And they just they can go to the website and do that? Or how could they get in touch with you?
They can actually email me at Cameron, C-A-M-E-R-O-N, at ctvknox.org. And if you'd like to participate in that, we'd love to have as many people as we can do that. It's just a fun way to, you know, hear yourself on TV and also help your neighborhood. And there's actually 61 neighbors that participated in online bidding, which is the actual like bidding of items. And it got very competitive, I can say. And some things went down to the last minute.
Yeah.
The auction. And 18 neighbors actually showed up, which I'm going to talk about now, to our live event that was in May last year. But our live event is on May the 1st. This year's the first Friday in May, and it's at CTV, and it's from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. And I will be making a special guest appearance throughout the show.
Celebrity appearance.
Yes, I'll consider myself a celebrity. I have an alter ego that I kind of show up as.
What's the name of that alter ego?
My alter ego name is Trey Hunter. You can guess what that stands for.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I'll be making an appearance throughout there, and we encourage anyone from the community, any neighbors that want to stop by and drop in and check on items. We do that for you. We let you come by and do that. We also kind of show you what it's like to run like a live television event like that.
We have some pretty fancy toys at CTV, including the green screen technology. And so the set that we used last year, and this year will probably be a derivative of that, is a Mr. Rogers Neighborhood set.
Ooh. Really?
And that was before the movie even came out. We were ahead of the curve on that
one. Mr. Rogers movie was good.
But we had that kind of green screen thing going on, and we had guests coming in, and of course, you don't want to miss Trey Hunter, because he was one of the...
Trey Hunter, I'm excited just talking about Trey Hunter.
And I will point out also, there was actually one neighborhood out of the nine that raised over $850.
Really?
For their neighborhood, and they used that to buy... I know for sure they got a coffee maker and just various things to use for their neighborhood. So just show you the value of how much money you can actually get.
Right.
So, yeah.
So I know that last year you guys said it was the first year that you did it. Did you guys come here last year and talk about it, or is this the first time?
No, this time we have the power of Falcon Radio backing us.
So there'll be even more people.
Yeah.
For sure.
And we do hope to get some of the students at Falcon Radio using their creativity, not only in voiceovers, but actually writing some scripts, doing maybe some animation, doing some video PSAs that we can put on the channel and you can put on the radio, and especially we can circulate via social media to get, you know, right now the big push is we've got these search warrants that we're issuing to everyone.
I saw that. I see the little piece of paper.
Did that make your heart flutter a little bit?
I was like, what did I do? I was like, what did I do?
It's not what you've done, but what you can do, which is to search your basement, search your attic, search your storage units, find something to contribute to the auction to help support your neighborhood.
Right. So if you have items that you don't use anymore, or, I mean, just go in your basement, go in your attic, and you can donate those at ctvknox.org/hunt. We're going to take a quick break right here. Kevin and Cameron will be back on for the next segment. They're not going anywhere. You're listening to the Early Birds Morning Show, 91.1 WKCS Knoxville. We'll be right back. That was Melissa Manchester, Don't Cry Out Loud. Kevin and Cameron are still with us here in the studio. Cameron, I was asked to invite you to talk more about the items that were donated. Maybe you can go a little bit more in detail on that.
Yeah, I was going to one of the more unusual gifts we got that I think would actually pertain to you guys a lot. We got a Technics turntable. So I don't know if you guys have ever used a turntable.
Oh, I definitely have. Okay. Guitar Center.
Gotcha.
That was another one of our unusual gifts, but served a purpose, obviously. There are lots of garden statues that we got that people can put in their gardens. We also had some framed prints and original artwork from, like, local artists and stuff like that.
Need to get my sister to donate.
We got lots of jewelry, whether that be jewelry such as rings, necklaces, lots of handmade jewelry. So that's very special to someone to even consider to give that away and donate that to their neighborhoods, show us how much they care about their neighborhood.
Right.
We got some stained glass, some vases, clocks, also some decorative pillows. And back to some of these restaurants we got. I don't know if you guys have ever been to So No Taco.
I've never been, but I've heard of it a lot. I've heard it's good.
Yeah, we got some gift cards from them. And if you like cruises, which I know are not a hot commodity
right
now.
At the moment, right?
Everyone of them
back then, they're a hot commodity. We got some
last year
local cruises on the river here. And those are a big hot item as well. They raised a lot of money. We got a Noritake china set, which I know doesn't sound like much, but that...
That can be expensive.
That was amazing. China. That was among one of the most expensive things that we got, and it was the entire set.
Really?
And in mint condition.
How much? Over 100 pieces.
How much did it go for? Do we
know? I don't remember, but I know that it was valued at over $500.
Really?
Oh. Yeah.
Wow.
And then and jewelry would have been the other kinds of things. You know, I'm talking about gold and diamond rings and things. Rings and things. That has
rings
kind of
things.
A ring to
that
it.
That could be a good PSA that we could do. Yeah. Rings and things.
So, but they don't, you know, I'd say that the lowest value, because we always post what is the value of the item. So the lowest value item was probably in that $20 range. You know, we didn't have people donating $2 things or $3 things, but it clearly went from $20 up to probably we had something worth $1,200, some kind of jewelry.
Oh, really?
At one point. Yeah.
Okay, well, that's awesome.
And so it is, you know, who would participate in the auction? Well, it's people that are committed to their neighborhood.
Yeah, anybody.
It's
pretty
people
much.
That are looking for bargains, because that's a draw. And then there's people that are collectors too of different kinds of things.
Yeah,
so
right.
There's probably a lot of people that just like little knickknacks and stuff too, like just like those quirky things that just random things that people would donate. That's why I like going to the Peddler's Mart on Broadway, where that the old Kmart used to be, is because just literally anything can be in there. So I love going around and shopping in there.
And a lot of people aren't really into crowds, especially now.
Mm-hmm.
So this being online is going to be something that makes it convenient for everybody.
Right. People just want to stay in, and people do a lot of online shopping anyways. But it does remind me of – I've never been to the Peddler's Mart, Rain, but from the way you make it sound, just a bunch of random stuff. And, I mean, whenever I go to a Carm or a Goodwill, it's like I'm looking for clothes or maybe some knickknacks in the back. But it seems like it could just be absolutely anything. And that excites me because – I mean, it could go for $20, which, I mean, if it's $20 and it's a steal, I mean, that would be awesome to not only get it, but also know that I'm supporting the community. I mean, that'd be a lot of fun for me, and so I probably will participate, and we can talk about doing some PSAs, because I think that would be a blast. And I like to know, whenever we get an interview, I like to know the motivation behind everything. How did this come about? You said it's the second annual time you've done this treasure hunt. What minds came together to create this? I mean, what was the initial? I mean, obviously the goal is to support communities, but I mean, how did this come about?
Well, I think it traces back to, you know, I've been in Knoxville for many, many years, 30 or 40 years, and I've never myself felt particularly in love with the concept of neighborhoods or being a part of a neighborhood. Certainly, I lived in one, but I really was not that involved. And it was after we moved to City View at Riverwalk across from Neyland Stadium, yep, that I actually helped form a neighborhood association because I had attended some leadership training through the City of Knoxville Office of Neighborhoods, and I began to appreciate how much value there is to the quality of life to participate in your neighborhood.
Right.
And so it was discovering that and then realizing that here we are, community television, where we encourage residents and organizations to have a voice. There's no better, except for radio perhaps, there's no better way to get the word out about how great it is to live in your neighborhood than on television. And in the process of learning more about neighborhoods and learning more about their frustrations and getting people to identify with their neighborhood and become engaged in what's going on and certainly raise money for it, that it just suddenly occurred to us that, you know, we could retool something that we've done very successfully before and make it to benefit the neighborhoods and actually make it easier for us to do, because the people who are really doing the work, although there's not a lot of work to go to the website, which mm-hmm. is ctvknox.org/hunt,
right,
and press a button and say, I've got a recliner or something that I want to donate. So it's been kind of an evolution of a lot of things, but definitely with our mission in mind of serving community residents.
Right. I've lived in neighborhoods, but I've never been a part of a neighborhood association. You have. What kind of joy does that bring to know that you live in your neighborhood, your neighbors around you not only care about you, they care about their other neighbor, and you're raising money for other things? I mean, what does it bring, a sense of joy and a sense of, like, I mean, a sense of community, but a sense of love for your neighbor, so to speak? Because I've lived in neighborhoods, but I've never been a part of an association that is, their goal is directed towards raising money. So what kind of feeling does that come with, being a part of a neighborhood association and raise money like this?
You asked some very probative questions, but I'm ready for them.
Oh, yeah. They just came to my head, and I was like, I mean, this would be a good question to ask.
Yes. It brings joy. It brings, of course, pride. It brings security, knowing and recognizing neighbors. It brings comfort. Just to go back to my own particular neighborhood again, you know, it's a 5-floor condominium building, and it's right next to a 4- or 5-floor student development, 303 Flats,
yep,
which you may be familiar with a lot of UT students.
Right.
And so that we're both in the same neighborhood, and we share the amenities that are in that neighborhood, but we didn't really know much about each other. And so we're setting up programs where we're bringing coffee over to them during finals, or we're doing sponsoring social events. There's a lot of professional people that live in our particular complex, and there's a lot of students studying those professions in 303 Flats.
Right.
So what a relationship that can create, you know, in terms of mentor-mentee relationship, which could lead to who knows what.
Right.
So someone feeling a part of the neighborhood and getting to know their neighbors can lead to an enormous number of opportunities and comfortable living.
Right.
Is the
I
main
understand
thing.
That, yep.
And then in order to encourage that kind of interaction, then naturally having events, whether they're social events or other kinds of team working kinds of things together on projects and so on, follows as a natural way to help to encourage that kind of identification. Well, then what comes after that?
Right.
Money to be able to fund those kinds of projects.
Right.
So it's one thing leads to another, but in the end, it's very, very gratifying if your neighborhood creates an identity and makes the neighbors feel welcome.
Right.
Whether they rent or whether they own, they're part of the neighborhood.
Yeah, that's why I love, like, living in this area, because, you know, like, even at Fulton, like, our motto basically is, like, Falcon for Life. So there's a lot of people, like, even, like, basically every generation in this area that, you know, still believes that, like, every generation comes to the football games, the basketball games. That never really ends. So, like, living here, I feel that sense of community, like, every day. And even there's this one lady. I call her Crazy Legs because that's what my dad called her whenever he was young. But she literally just runs around, you know, the streets down Broadway all through this, you know, side of town. And my dad said that she's been doing that since he was a kid. So, like, it's just, like, I always love seeing her walking, like, running around because that just makes me, like, feel really, like, in tune with the community, just seeing her around, like, seeing, like, the same, like, people around. Like, there's this one guy that drives this yellow, like, Bruce Lee truck, and he, like, always parks it near this one auto shop. And, but, like, I really love the fact that, like, being in this area, like, I mean, I like it whenever people, like, can leave and they, like, spread out, you know, but I like the fact that living here, that, like, Falcon for Life, you know, mentality really does hit home to everybody living in this area, like, around North Knoxville, and that doesn't really ever go away. Like, it's very tight-knit here, and, you know, once, like, it, like, going here has taught me that sense of community and, like, neighborhood and, you know, caring about those people around me, seeing the, you know, same people kind of, like, every day, and just knowing that, you know, it's solid and, like, those people are constant around me and that's not really going to change. So, like, community is really important to me, too. So, like, I really respect what you guys are doing with this.
Yeah, well, and that's this. Very, very apparent. You know, the last visit that I was here, all of the students that I saw wearing Fulton family apparel, and so I said, what is going on here? And I don't know if that's the way it is in other high schools or not, but it was very, very apparent. And it does remind me of something that I really want to include. When we approach the UT students that live at 303 Flats, our message is pretty simple. We want, when they return to Knoxville 20 years from now, whether it's to attend the football game or whatever, and they're driving through the neighborhood with a spouse and children and a dog in the car, that when they drive past 303 Flats where they're living right now, that they're not heard to say, this is where I stayed.
Or I didn't like it
they
here.
Need to say, this is where I lived. Mm-hmm. And the only way that you can get someone to feel that genuine spirit of living and belonging is if you have encouraged them to participate in what's going on and made them feel welcome. And that spirit is here at Fulton. I can sense it.
Right. Well, Kevin, I didn't mean to throw any crazy questions at you, but we'll hop off and we'll get back to the classics here. Any last words? I mean, say the website one more time. Anything that you want to promote before we go off here?
I would say my last words are to donate now because we want items and we know the community wants items. So donate now. And also, if you want to participate in those voiceovers, like I said before, you can email me at Cameron, that's CAMERON, at CTVKNOX.org. Search your bedroom, search your attics, and we're issuing a search warrant out for Knoxville to donate items.
There we go. Kevin?
Oh, well, I got one thing to say. CTVKNOX.org/hunt.
There we go. We'll send it back to the classics. Kevin, Cameron, thank you so much.
Thank you.
You're listening to the Early Birds Morning Show. We'll be right back after a couple songs break. 91.1 WKCS Knoxville.